The Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning at the 18th verse of the first chapter, the Bible reads, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Supporting scripture this morning coming from Isaiah, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. The Bible reads, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject on this Christmas Sunday morning: the day Jesus came to the rescue. The day Jesus came to the rescue. He is a way-making God this morning. And the Lord truly is worthy of all of our praises. We give honor to the Lord this morning. We glorify his name. And I don't know about you, but it's just good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Anybody glad to just be able to come and just to tell God thank you this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we get ready to celebrate our birthdays, we make a lot of preparations, and it's a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that, and everybody need to come on over and help me celebrate my birthday. Anybody want to help me celebrate Jesus' birthday? Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus.
That's up. Amen. Amen. We say happy birthday to everybody else. Everybody always send me a song, say it's my birthday. Can we not say happy birthday to Jesus? Is he not more special than we are? Is he not our reason for being this morning? If you are a child of God, you ought to be glad to say happy birthday, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory. If you don't want to praise him, the angels in heaven are saying holy, holy, Lord God Almighty right now. Amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible declared that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody got something to be glad about this morning. Glad that the blood is still running warm in your veins. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glad to see another Christmas Sunday morning. Yes, sir. It's not by any of your merits that you are here this morning. It's only by the grace and the mercy of a mighty God have allowed us to come to this last Sunday of the year. By his will, this is the day that is recognized and celebrated as the birth of our Savior. And despite all of the many things that you may have done thus far, everything that we said all during this, what we call holiday season, all of the money that is spent for our festivities and the many different things that we've done, all the food that has been eaten, all even the company that you've kept. This day is about the fact that Jesus Christ was born, not by chance, but by divine authority. God himself decided and decided that he needed somebody to come and save us from ourselves. Then there are those that are doubtful as to whether this is the day or the day of celebration. We can't go back through the pages of time and declare the exact date. All we need to do is be a believer that that day does exist. And we accept what they say as far as an overall celebration of the day, but everybody's celebrating their very own way. But as Christians, we got to maintain our spiritual welfare. We got to maintain a spiritual mindset to not get so caught up in the worldly things, not get so caught up in the materialistic things that are just here today and they're not going to be here on tomorrow. But we serve a God that is always there. He's always with us. And every time you turn around, God is doing something for you, you, and for myself. Jesus came. The day that he came was a day to save a sinful wretch like me. And I don't know about you, but when I think about it, I just have to take time to tell God thank you. Anybody, even though you may not be everywhere or every place you need to be, you're just thankful that you are a child of God. Anybody took time this morning as you opened up your gifts to just tell God, I just thank you. Thank you that you gave me the gift of life. Thank you that you let the blood still run warm in my veins. Thank you that I can see out of my eyes. Thank you, God, because I want to lift up my hands and I can lift up my hands this morning. Don't take your blessings for granted this morning. There's somebody that can't lift up holy hand. There's somebody that can't even point the finger at you. But God has given us a mind this morning to just praise him. Giving and sharing a wonderful thing. It is sad that we tend to lose our focus on the real celebration. We find ourselves saying this morning that Jesus is the reason for the season. And yet we don't have time to share the love of Jesus. So we got to understand that Jesus is love. And one of his main commandments that he left with us was that ye love one another as I have loved you. Then we got to understand that it's not about us as individuals or as a particular group, but as a whole body of Christ, we ought to be able to let the love of Christ abound from breast to breast. We ought to be able to share that kind of love that somebody can feel the presence of Jesus in the room. You ought to be able to live in a house where you know that the presence of God is there. How do you know he's there? Because you invited him in. You don't have to wait on nobody to tell you. You ought to be able to tell God, Lord, I want you to come on in and see about me. We got to understand that there was a reason why Jesus had to be born. He had to be born because when we look back in the pages of history, when we reflect back in history and see the very first man that God created, Adam fell short and brought sin into the world. And throughout all the ages of time, there has not been anybody able or capable of taking the place of Jesus. The Lord our God looked upon the people and he realized that even though there were a lot of believers, even though there were a lot of people that were doing the right thing, he still couldn't find nobody that was able to save us from our sins. He looked at us and he was thankful of the creation that he had made. But as he watched us as we grow and as we went about our daily activities, sometimes we do the right thing and sometimes we don't. But all time, God is a merciful God. We got to understand that God wants us to hold on to his principles. God wants us to realize that he's not about division and hate, but he's about bringing us together. He's about sharing his love with us that we can share our love with one another. If we will look even at our families and our communities and in our houses, we need the love of Jesus the way that it used to be. You know, we always talk about the old days and the way mom and them used to do it, but we got to understand that there was something to that. They had a mind to try to love and to do all that they could for one another. They had a mind to know that God had brought them a mighty long way, realizing that they didn't dot every I, cross every T along the way. Just like you and I, some of them had fallen short of the glory of God. Anybody in here ever fell short and realized that God was still right there by your side? Anybody glad to know this morning that God is the one that is still in control? It was the Lord our God that said, let there be peace on earth. God was a peacemaker. God was the one that tried to bring about peace. And I can remember when I was a teenager, I learned the song, let there be peace on earth. But the rest of the song said, but let it begin with me. If you want peace, you got to be a peacemaker. If you want things to go out the way that God would have them to go, you got to know not do it your way and with your own understanding, but you got to do it the way God would have you to do it. We think about the birth of our Savior. We have to be mindful that many, many years ago, it just wasn't by accident. But many years ago, there was a man by the name of Isaiah. Isaiah began to tell the people of God that there was going to be a Savior born. For the Bible declared, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning that God is going to be with us. Now, think about this. Isaiah lived in the Old Testament times. Isaiah talked to the people of God in the olden days. But even back in that particular time, Isaiah was blessed to know a known fact that there was going to be a virgin that didn't give her name, but that there were going to be a virgin. This virgin was going to have a child, and the child would be a son. Isaiah even realized and already knew what the name would be. For he said, his name shall be Emmanuel. Then as we look at verse 15, it said, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. See, Isaiah realized that this Savior that's going to be coming, he's going to be a good guy. He's going to be full of love. He's going to be full of the Holy Ghost and power. Isaiah went on to say in 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Anybody in here know him as Wonderful? He's a wonderful God. Anybody ever take time out to tell him, oh God, you're just wonderful. When I couldn't do anything for myself, you always just stepped in and did what I needed you to do. Anybody ever had a troubled mind and began to talk to the Lord in prayer and found out that God is your counselor? He'll lead you in the direction that you need to go. Anybody ever been so down and out you didn't know how you gonna get out your mess? And you found out that when you were weak, God made you strong. And you began to tell somebody, I serve a mighty God. Hallelujah! Then the Bible says that he is the everlasting Father. Oh, I thank God. I thank God. See, these earthly fathers, we're here for a little while. But we're going to die and we're going to go away. Some of these earthly fathers don't do nothing while they're here. We have a heavenly Father that look beyond our faults. We got a heavenly Father that feed us when we get hungry. We got a heavenly Father that give us somewhere to lay our head. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Then the Bible declares that he shall be the Prince of Peace. If you want to find a peacemaker, find somebody that loves Jesus. If you don't love Jesus, you don't know nothing about peace. Some folk are all about a whole bunch of mess. But you got to learn how to turn that mess around. Put it back in the hands of a mighty God. And that mighty God will counsel the people of God. And the people of God will get in check. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody believe that this morning? You see, this was God's answer to the arrogance of the people of the world. That they had to realize that he was the mighty God. There wasn't a king in Judah that could do what Jesus done. There wasn't nobody. I don't care how many riches that they had. I don't care how much power they thought they had. There's nobody that has more power than our God. I believe that God ought to be our hero this morning. For he bestows upon us the health from a sin-sick soul. Anybody glad that you have a God on your side? God will come to your rescue. We're living in a time now where on our television we see a whole lot of what we call superheroes. You got a superhero whenever you got things that are going wrong, child. Somebody got to come to the rescue. Somebody got to come and help you out of your bad situation. Anybody ever been in a bad situation? Or what we used to say, a bad fix? Don't act, don't get brand new on me this morning. Don't act like you don't know that you had trouble in your life. Anybody know that trouble don't last always? Anybody glad about that fact? That you can tell trouble, get behind me. You can avoid trouble and trouble will go the other way. But you got to learn how to have your mindset. To ask God to lead and direct your path. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Talking about rescue. The day that Jesus came to our rescue. Now, rescue means to set free. As from danger or imprisonment. Rescue means to save. And I believe that somebody in here needed to be rescued. Somebody in here needed to be saved from themselves. Anybody in here always trying to point the finger at somebody else? How many of you know that it's not about the somebody else? It's not my mother or my father, my sister nor my brother. But it's me right now, God, standing in the need of prayer. Now, somebody tell you this morning that if you want to get rescued, I know somebody by the name of Jesus. The Bible said the birth of Jesus was on this wise, that his mother was named Mary, a little old slave girl, little handmaiden that didn't have very much. But the Bible said God saw favor in Mary. God said you are highly favored among women. And the Bible declared that the angel of the Lord told Mary that everything is going to be all right. I know you've been espoused to Brother Joseph, and I know you and Joseph have never been together. I stopped by to let you know that you're going to have a baby. And when you have this baby, he's going to be a boy child. And you better name him Jesus, because he's going to save us from our sin. That's why God put this message in my heart. The day that Jesus came to the rescue, that's the day that he saved us from our sin. I thank God for Jesus, for the Bible said that the little baby was laying in a manger, didn't have no room in the inn. But it don't matter where he was born. I just thank God that he was born. And because he was born, I got a right to the tree of life. Because he was born, I got rescued out of my nasty situation. Anybody in here need a rescue? Anybody need consolation? Anybody need to know that God is by your side? The Bible says he told Sister Mary, she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. See, Jesus didn't do anything. Never done anything wrong. Had everything going in his life. But came down into this old world. The Bible says the word became flesh. And the flesh dwelt among us. And as he dealt among us, I found out that he was everything that I need. Anybody in here going through hard times, I stopped by to tell you that Jesus will come to your rescue. There was a day over 2,000 years ago that our Lord and Savior was born to Mary and Joseph. And we ought to look to the hills and know that God is everything that we need. You ought to be like the shepherd and look for the star in the east. Anybody looking for the star? Anybody looking for Christ Jesus? Anybody know that things are going to get better? Somebody sang the song, there's a better day coming. After a while, I stopped by to tell you that God is a right now God. God is a yesterday God. God is a tomorrow God. And all you got to do is trust the power of God. Anybody need a rescue? Who needs to be rescued this morning? If you're lost and down and out, Jesus will come to your rescue. If you're a sinner undone, Jesus will come to your rescue. If your body is wrapped in pain, Jesus will come to your rescue. If you're lonely and feel like you're all by yourself, Jesus will come to your rescue. If you don't have a friend, Jesus said, what a friend you have in me. For I laid down my life for all of my friends. I came into the world to rescue you from all of your sins. Do you want to be rescued? Or do you want to stay in the mess that you're in? You got to have a mind that step out of your comfort zone and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, I'll go this morning. I'll do what you tell me to do. I'll be there if I got to go by myself. I thank God this morning that Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Wonderful Counselor, Bridge Across Troubled Water, Doctor in my sick room, the best friend I ever had. Jesus will make a way out of no way. Jesus is right there by your side. Jesus will be there when everybody else turns their back. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Something about that name Jesus. The day that Jesus came to your rescue. Anybody in here still lost? This could be your day for Jesus to come to your rescue. Anybody troubled in your mind? This could be your day for Jesus to come to your rescue. See, what I love about the rescue is that when he comes, he's qualified. Never lost a patient. Hallelujah, Jesus. You could be laid there, not even a breath in your body. And if Jesus comes to your rescue, if it's his desire, he could say, arise, and you get right on up out of that. Anybody know God to be an unchanging, loving, merciful God? On this Christmas Sunday morning, on this day that God has made and we recognize Jesus as the Christ, don't you know that we still have those that are lost? We still have so many that are in bondage among themselves. Some of us are down because we don't want to get up. Then some of us are down because we don't know how to get up. And I tell you, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to be way up here. You don't have to have a high place in society. Look at who Jesus, who the Lord chose when he looked out among the people. He didn't go to the castle and get a queen. He didn't stop by and get a princess. But he went down in the dungeon, found a little slave girl that was humble, and just talked to her for a little while. And then, you know, as I told you last week, what I love about Mary was that she said, Lord, whatever your will is for me, that's what I'm willing to do. Is there any Marys in the house this morning? Anybody willing to do what God said? It is better to obey God rather than man. Jesus was born to save us from ourselves. The Bible declares from our sins. Sin, sin, it abounds here upon the earth. But that's why Jesus had to be born. He stepped in, and then he realized that just coming here is not going to be enough. But there's got to be some bloodshed. And a lamb's not going to do it. A ram's not going to do it. But I need a sacrificial lamb that would be able to atone the whole world. Couldn't find nobody. Whew. But he already had somebody. So he says, I send my son. I will send him. And he shall come in the flesh, so flesh can die, and sin will have no more power. Because when Jesus died on Calvary, see, he was just born to die. And those of us that have enjoyed our lives for over 33 years and more, you ought to be shouting. Because God didn't allow his son Jesus to walk this earth for 33 years. He was on a mission, and the job had to be done. Anybody glad he did it? Thank you, God. The day
that Jesus came to our rescue. I'm so glad that we have a Savior, and that Savior lives this morning.